The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
And girls, it's me, your host, Mr. Cemetery, back with another one of my spine-tingling terror tales. It's the season 4 finale, so get ready to scream in terror because tonight's story is a true story. It's about one of the creepiest unsolved mysteries of modern times. An entire family was brutally killed, and their murderer was never caught. Think you're brave enough to listen? Well, let's find out. I call this one the Murder House. Enjoy, kiddos.
This is the story of the Axe Murder House in Visca, Iowa, and it begins one hot summer evening in 1912. And at the time, a family by the name of Moore lived there. The family consisted of a father, J.B. Moore, the mother, Sarah Moore, and their four children, Herman, age 11, Catherine, age 9, Boyd, age 7, and Paul, age 5. And on the 9th of June, 1912, the Moore family attended an annual Children's Day event at their local church. After the event finished, Catherine Moore met two of her friends, Lena and Ina Mae Stillinger, age 12 and age 8, and invited them back to their house to spend the night. As the family went to the bed that night, they never suspected that they would not live to see another morning. The next day, the neighbors noticed the house was strangely quiet, and they became suspicious when none of the children came out to do their chores. They let themselves into the house to investigate, and they found a horrible scene inside. The parents and six children had been brutally murdered as they slept in their beds. The killer caved in their heads with an axe until they were unrecognizable. The police were immediately called, and the horrible news traveled quickly around the small town. The story was almost too terrible to believe. While the family had been getting ready for bed that night, they had no idea that the crazed killer was lurking in the closet with an axe, just waiting for them to fall asleep. Sometime after midnight, he came creeping out of his hiding place. And went room to room, murdering the sleeping parents and children. Bloody axe was found downstairs in the guest bedroom where the Stillinger sisters had been sleeping. After the murders, the killer went around covering all the victims' faces with sheets or clothing. He also covered all the windows and mirrors in the house. He stayed in the house for a while, made himself a sandwich, then he escaped into the night. And unfortunately, the killer left very few clues, and the police had little to go on. And in the end, the person who committed these gruesome crimes was never found. And today, the case remains an unsolved mystery. And over the years, the murder house had many owners and tenants. In the 1930s, a young couple were living in the house. The wife began hearing noises during the night and had a feeling that someone was in the house. One night, she awoke to see a shadowy figure of a man holding an axe standing at the foot of her bed. She became hysterical, and her husband had to stay awake and watch over her at night so that she could get some sleep. In the 1960s, the murder house was rented by a married couple with two daughters. The girls would often be woken at night by the sounds of children sobbing and crying. Sometimes, they found their clothes strewed about their bedroom, hanging from the mirrors and windows. The girls shared their experiences with their parents, but they were met with disbelief. One evening, their father was sitting at the kitchen table sharpening his pocket knife. Suddenly, the knife flew out of his hand and stabbed him in the arm. That very night, he told his family to pack up their things, and they moved out. In 1994, a husband and wife purchased the famous Axe Murder House and restored it to its condition as it was at the time of the murders. According to the local people, the ghosts of the victims and the killer still remain in the house. Ghostly footsteps have been heard walking up the stairs that led to their bedrooms, the same stairs the killer walked back in 1912. There have been sightings of two ghostly little girls in white dresses in one bedroom. People who sleep in this room say they are woken during the night by the ghost of a man holding an axe, standing at the foot of their bed.
Well, that's a really creepy story, eh, kiddos? But I also find it kind of funny he made himself a sandwich. Just goes to show you, the living is more scarier than the dead. And hungrier, too! Why don't doorbells in a haunted house ring? They're afraid to make a sound! Well, it's a wrap for season 4, kiddos. Want more spooky fun? Sign up for our newsletter to stay up with all the Mr. Cemetery news, then get free stuff. The link is in the description of this episode. So, until next time, sleep well, friends. And remember to stay spooky.